Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Redefining Wellness Podcast. You know, the podcast that helps you to redefine the way that you view wellness one episode at a time so that you can be healthy in your own unique way, unapologetically and authentically, so that you can take up as much space on this earth as you want to. It's your girl, Neek. And I hope that you are feeling wonderful, awesome, and amazing, and all the things that makes you you. Hey, y'all. I hope that you are honestly doing really wonderful. I'm sitting here house sitting, owing you all an episode. I actually owed y'all an episode from since last week. But child, when I say I was tired. I was so tired last week. Exhausted on another level. And today's episode, honestly, is going to be a little bit of a random bag of things that I've noticed in wellness over this last week that I took a little time away from doing an episode, time where I kind of was living very incognito. Basically, I was scrolling, but I wasn't like engaging on social media. I was just like looking at all the stuff that's like been going on and having background conversations with people. But before we get into that, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and do all of the things for this podcast. If you are a Spotify subscriber, did you know that you can actually leave me comments and stuff like on the Spotify? Like you can do all of those things. I knew that, but one of my listeners, shout out to Sydney, said that she was trying to leave a comment in the Spotify thing, but she was like, I didn't have enough space. And I was like, whoa, people actually use this. Like, not going front. Made me feel very good about myself and the work that I'm doing here in this old podcast. But y'all, like, share with a friend, subscribe, rate, review, do all of the things for the show, y'all. I would greatly appreciate it. But I want to share so bad why I was so tired last week, but I can't just yet. It's coming, y'all. It's coming. But a few things before I dig into the grab bag of this week. I think that's going to be the name of this week's episode, the Wellness Bullshit Grab Bag. I've gotten a lot of emails about like different things that people are watching, things that people are listening to. So y'all know we have our awesome segment, Song of the Week. And I don't know if I made this a Song of the Week on this show just yet, but me and one of my cousins, we were talking, and actually one of my homegirls, we were talking about that Sexy Red song. Get it sexy, get it sexy, like, boy, you know this ass super fat, I ain't lying. The ad-libs, oh my gosh. First of all, I'm too old, in my opinion, to be, like, really liking those kind of songs. I can't even say those kind of songs, because growing up, I think we had very similar songs such as Sexy Red's, but that song of the week, Get It Sexy, getting you prepared for summertime, getting you prepared to do ratchet shit with your friends, okay, getting you just in a mood and in a vibe. I was listening to that song, and yeah, Glow, which was already a song of the week a few episodes ago. And then I was like, I need to listen to some Megan Thee Stallion. And I was just in a vibe. I was in a mode. I was in like a bad bitch feeling because of all the things that are like happening around me. And I was just like, wow, like I'm really in like this Meg energy. Like this is my Meg era. Like I'm out here. I'm being cute. I'm getting a bag. Like, but that song kind of ignited me to feel like I'm in this Meg era. So that is Neek's Song of the Week. As always, if you have a Song of the Week or an Album of the Week, submit it into the show, redefiningwellnesspod@gmail.com. And then shows, Neek has not been watching anything new still. Like, I'm house sitting right now, and that's also one of the reasons why I be, like, hella tired. Like, last week, I was doing the thing that I was doing, but I was also house sitting at two different places within, like, a, let me think, I did Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 days, two different places, 5 days. And traveling up and down the DMV, and not even the true DMV. I was in the D and I was in part of the V. And being in part of the V is ass because it's so fucking far away. But nonetheless, I haven't been watching anything, but I love that a lot of people are rewatching old shows that they did not get a chance to get into when they were teenagers. Shout out to my listener Marzella, not giving out last names, y'all, but shout out to my girl, longtime listener, longtime friend, longtime supporter, longtime client. We love it. We're here for it. A few of the shows that she said that she's watching, and I'm gonna list them because somebody on here might want to listen to, I mean, might want to watch the show too. NCIS Hawaii, she said not the original. The Sopranos, and that's actually a show that I would like to start watching. What's weird about me is I can't do the gory, but I can watch a crime thriller documentary all day long. Like, The Sopranos isn't super gory, but like the shoot 'em up bang bang, I can't do it. I cover my eyes. I don't know why I'm like that, but I can watch Snapped. I literally, over the weekend, RIP OJ, I rewatched the entire, I didn't watch the full last episode, the entire O.J. Simpson documentary. And in this documentary, you see the crime scene photos. And when I say crime scene photos, you are seeing a hell of a lot of blood. You are seeing stab wounds. You're seeing, you're seeing the shit, okay? I can watch that and have an ice cream cone. But I can't watch the fucking Sopranos. But I think that I might get into it, though. My parents used to watch the Sopranos every Sunday. And another show that she says she's into is Love and Marriage DC. Now, for me, I'm not a big watcher of those reality shows anymore. Like, I used to be a big Real Housewives of Atlanta. I watched the first couple of seasons of Real Housewives Potomac. Never watched Beverly Hills. I watched Real Housewives New Jersey. And that was really it. But I haven't watched those shows like that in a while. Honestly, I don't even have any show that's like a scheduled TV-ing for me, like how we used to have back in the day. Like, me and my best girlfriend, we were talking about how in college we had scheduled TV. So, like, we watched Making the Band. That was scheduled TV for us in undergrad. Like, especially the day 26 seasons, we watched that. I remember it came on Thursdays at 9 o'clock. And it's just not like that anymore. But I think that now how everybody, like I said, is going back and watching the old shows, watching the things they didn't get a chance to watch, you know, before, I think it's really dope. But at the same time, I need y'all to stop doing this whole like cancel culture thing, this whole, oh my gosh, like they really said that, they really, yes they did, because at those times in the 90s, in the 80s, in the early 2000s, you could get away with so much more shit. Was it wrong? Yes. But I really need y'all to stop doing these like smear campaigns about these shows that y'all go back into Netflix and go back into all of these streaming networks to watch. And then y'all be big mad because they say some slurs. Or, you know, one of the things that I noticed in like Sex and the City, there are a lot of slurs in Sex and the City. There's no black people for real in Sex and the City. Is that something that I'm like, damn, that sucks, but I'm not going to do a whole smear campaign on Netflix about it? Because at that time, that's just what it was. Just don't watch the fucking show. Like, I've been seeing a lot of that where people are like going back into the shows and they're calling out like the racism or the transphobia, or they're calling out the whatever. And it's just like, come on, man. Like, I get it. Just don't watch the fucking show. But that's going a lot longer in what's me watching than I needed to. But that was just something that kind of like, girl, please. Like, that's a very like, girl, tell me why these people on these internets doing smear campaigns about these shows. Like, don't watch the fucking show. But to segue into the next little segment, which I think a lot of people, a lot of y'all are liking it because everyone has been telling me, is so my therapist said. So this past week, I met with my therapist, who I actually have to like change what my current therapy schedule is with her. This past week, I met with her and we were talking about my boundary setting, and not just boundary setting with like romantic relationships or with like my parents or whatever, but boundary setting even when it comes to my friends, right? And I'm getting into a space in this season that I am in where I'm going to be busy, like busy, but I'm also going to be really drained. And last week was a big example of what that is going to be for me, right? And it made me really scared because I have been so available to people for the last almost 3 years. Like, people could call me all day long, especially because we were still like really in COVID. So a lot of people were really working from home. But when I say my phone is on swole all day, because everybody knows that I don't work a traditional job, I'm not working 9 to 5, like I'm available at these really like unconventional hours, I was telling my therapist, I was like, you know, I'm really nervous because I'm nervous that people will not understand that I can't be as readily available as they want me to be, and maybe that I feel like I should. And so one of the things that my therapist said, and I think everybody knows this, she said, well, if no one can understand your boundaries and your limits and your just the availability that you have, she said that that's not a real friend. They're not really, you know, being there for you and your success, right? And that's actually one of the reasons that I had a big fear of success, is missing out on having time with my friends and, you know, just being there, like that fear of missing out, but not the fear of missing out of like what everybody is doing, but the fear of missing out of being a part of my friends' lives. You know what I'm saying? And so she gave me some really good tips. If this is something that you are struggling with, or if something that you kind of fear, she said to schedule time during the week where you just catch up with people. Or she said to send out a text message to my like core group of friends, just to let them know like, hey y'all, this is what my week is looking like. Just letting you know that I'm not going to be as available, but I am available in this way at this time, blah, blah, blah. I said, damn, that's communication on super swole. Like I said, I've never done that before. Like even in romantic relationships, I have this urge in me that I have to be there. Like, I have to be there. And I'm the same way with my friends. I have to be there when my friends need me. I have to show up. Even if I can't show up like in 100%, like, I have to show up. But that was a really big thing that we talked about, because I have a lot of goals that I want to hit this year. And in order for me to hit them, I have to set boundaries, I have to set limits, but I also have to put a little bit more back into myself than what I put into other people. So that was what my therapist told me this week. She said, if your friends love you, and I know that they do, I know that they do, it's just more so something within myself that I have to work on. But she said, if people love you, they'll respect your boundaries and they will want to be to aid in your success. And if aiding in your success means to accept that you are not always going to be there, then it is what it is. But I thought that was a really big gem that she dropped on me. And I hope that that helps somebody else too. So, like I was telling y'all earlier, I experienced exhaustion on another level last week. And one of the wellness bullshit ideals that I run into as not just a personal trainer, but also as a business owner, an entrepreneur, if you would, with several streams of income, thank God. But are those incomes incoming right now? No, they're not. But it's okay, we're getting there. But nonetheless, people aren't taking rest. People are not resting. And we feel like we have to do everything and do it all and get it all done and show up at 100 all the fucking time, right? That we burn ourselves out. I feel like most of this episode, honestly, is going to be about like the burnout and how to avoid it. Because I have been seeing so many people, especially with like it's getting nicer outside, which I love seeing people outside and basking in the sunshine and, you know, doing all of the things. But I also think that when springtime comes, we tend to put a little bit more pressure on ourselves, especially if you are deep within fitness culture, diet culture, quote unquote wellness culture, which is super duper bullshit and gatekept. You put this pressure on yourself to fit the aesthetic that the season calls for, right? So you start working out extra hard. You start to shame yourself because you're not doing these things. You're not showing up in a particular type of way. And you show up for everybody else's ideal or everyone else's perception of what you think that you should be versus your own, like, perception of who you are right now, right? So I'm going to give y'all an example. So not to give too much away about what I've been doing, because again, I'm trying to keep this a secret, y'all. I'm trying to keep this a secret, but and some people know, so don't yell it out loud. But I've been in the middle of training for something, and that's what I was doing all last week, and it was exhausting. And I also have personal training clients, and the training that I had to do was in Vienna. And if you are not familiar with the DMV area, Vienna is on the other fucking side of the world. Like, who the fuck lives in Vienna? Why does shit exist in Vienna? It's so fucking dumb. But from where I was staying in Alexandria, on the metro, Vienna is 90 minutes away. 90 minutes going, 90 minutes back, right? So I'm training for this thing, which I have to do in Vienna, and some of it I have to do in DC as well. And the training is 6 to 8 hours for 5 days, right? In the middle of the day. And I have personal training clients. I have a podcast episode that I was supposed to record. And I'm house sitting, right? In Alexandria. Was I house sitting the weekend before? Yes, I was house sitting the weekend before in Alexandria. I went home for 2 days and then I went back to Alexandria, stayed in Alexandria for 5 days, went home for 1 day, washed my hair, washed my clothes, packed my shit back up again. And now I'm here in Alexandria again until Monday. And I literally sat and I said, oh, there's no way that I can do personal training clients. Like, and this was last week. As much as I didn't want to tell my clients the real reason of why I was like, hey, we need to cancel our session and we can pick back up next week, I just felt it was better for me to just say, I'm fucking exhausted. I'm really tired. My body is tired. I need to sleep. And oh, I forgot to mention this too, y'all. I teach group exercise classes in DC twice a week. So on Tuesdays, I teach a class on H Street near Union Station. And on Wednesdays, I teach at a hotel in downtown, like Gallery Place, for those of you that know where that is. I'm up early on Wednesdays. You know what I'm saying? I was fucking exhausted. And I almost cried. Like, when I'm tired, I'm one of those people that I get irritable and I just want to cry because I'm so tired. But like I said, I was honest with my clients and I said, hey, I don't have it to give. I'm really exhausted. I need to reschedule our sessions. And they were very understanding, very understanding. Now, as we got towards the end of the week, I was able to maintain some of my clients. Because I had a little bit more like wiggle room where I could take naps and stuff like that. But there was this stronghold over me that felt like I have to show up. You are a shitty business person if you don't show up. You're lazy. You're this. Like, I really shamed myself in order to fit this ideal or this perception that other people have made me feel that I should be as a business owner, as a personal trainer, as all of these things, right? Like, kind of forcing myself to do it. But I also know what my body feels like when burnout is approaching. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that I need more sleep. I know that I need to nourish myself a little bit more. I know that I need to just sit in one place and not do anything for a couple of hours, just rest my body. Like, I started to have pain in my ankle. Like, my body was tight. It was, y'all, bad. But a lot of people do not know what it feels like when they are starting to experience the signs of burnout. One of the big things is to take a breath. Take a breath. And it's easier said than done to focus on what you can and none of what you can't. But think about the things that are a priority and what are the things that can be rescheduled and redone. I was very afraid to reschedule my clients. I was afraid to tell people that I couldn't show up. I wasn't answering my phone. I was just texting people because that's all the energy that I had. But it is okay to cancel and move things around and to reschedule and to reprioritize things. It is also okay to admit I'm fucking exhausted. Like, I'm just tired and I can't show up and do the things that I need to do if I'm literally running off of fumes. You know what I'm saying? And I think that for me as a Black woman, because we have this whole, I'm a strong, independent Black woman. I have to go extra hard. I have to do all of these things. I feel like for myself, it's a little bit harder for me to give myself that grace of rest, give myself that grace of honesty. You know what I'm saying? And even as we are trying to be present in the moment to see, like, how is my body feeling, to have that awareness of, do I need a break? And what does that break look like? Does the break look like me talking to a friend and releasing some emotions, things that are pent up? Or does my break look like sitting in silence? Now, let me tell you something. I'm about to be sitting in silence a whole fucking lot. Not to say that there's anything going on, but I told my therapist that. I said, my season of silence is coming and I'm actually really excited for it, to just do my work and then just sit down somewhere and just kind of not be bothered, not open my mouth, because I talk for a living. You know what I'm saying? But really sit and evaluate yourself. You know, what are the things that you truly need? What can be restructured? What, you know, needs to be prioritized? Where can you actually ask for assistance? And is it that you need assistance with a task? Or is it that you need assistance with coping with something that is causing you to fall deeper into the spaces of almost burning out? So for anyone that is actually unaware of what burnout is, okay, burnout is a form of exhaustion that is caused by constantly, I want to emphasize that, constantly feeling swamped, feeling overwhelmed, feeling like shit's just piling on you, typically due to prolonged physical, mental, and emotional stress. It can include, but is not limited to, a lack of motivation, lower performance, and negative feelings and attitudes toward yourself and others. So take a second to ask yourself, like, damn, is shit just piling on me? Am I kind of hating the world right now? Do I not really want to be around people? Am I isolating? Do I just have a lot of work on my back? Do I have a lot of things I need to get done? Like, I would give an example. Today, I was supposed to go support a new colleague with something. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go because I had so much shit piled up on me that I had to get it done. And I had to restructure my priorities. And I let him know. I said, you know, I wish I could go, but I have a lot of shit that I need to get done. Because I sit on the board for a nonprofit organization and a for-profit organization. I am the president. Yes, I am that girl. But this is why the taking the rest and being open and honest about where you need assistance and delegating things and restructuring. This is why it's so important to me as someone that wears many, many hats in my life, right? But some common signs, if you think that you might be struggling or experiencing burnout, is fatigue. And I don't just mean like, oh my gosh, I'm tired. I mean fatigue, like you feel it in your body. Fatigue, like, baby, I'm not getting up off the couch. Fatigue, like you just feel like you could collapse. Fatigue. You have no energy. Okay. You're experiencing headaches and migraines. You have changes in your appetite. Some people, when they are overly stressed or they're overwhelmed or they're experiencing that burnout, some people eat more. A lot of people actually eat less. You're skipping meals. You're not eating complete meals. You're kind of, as I call it, you're scavenging. So you're just like eating little things like throughout the day. You're noticing changes in your sleep pattern. Are you sleeping a little bit more or are you sleeping a whole lot less? And then lastly, you're feeling like this sense of like apathy, or you're like really dissatisfied with work and your personal life. And then this one's a hard one, because I think a lot of people are dissatisfied with their work life. So I don't think that that one is like a super great example, but I'm pretty sure that everyone is feeling a ways about their work life right now. So if those are things that you know about yourself, like if you're like, damn, Neek, like I kind of fit all five of those like common symptoms, take a moment to just breathe. Acknowledge it. You know, say out loud to yourself, wow, fill in the blank of your name, I am feeling fatigue. Wow, my appetite has been like all over the place. Or wow, like I really am struggling with a few things. That's okay, babes. That is okay. That is a-okay. But we have to get to a place and space where we acknowledge it, and then we figure out what we can do in order to defeat it, right? So common ways to defeat that burnout feeling, or when you know that you're about to get into it, just a few ways. Because if you don't tackle burnout before it kind of like takes you over, it's bad news bears. Like some people, and I don't mean to scare anybody that's listening to this, some people have experienced having to be hospitalized due to their burnout. Your girl, is one of those people. When I was in my junior year of college, I was juggling so much stuff. I was a resident assistant. And I was a resident assistant on a co-ed floor with mostly freshmen. I think I had all freshmen, actually. No, I lied. I didn't have all freshmen, because the guys that lived down the hall from me, we were also juniors. Co-ed floor. I was the captain of the step team. I was in the gospel choir and the regular choir. I was the treasurer of Black Student Union, treasurer of Alpha Phi Omega, which is a co-ed service fraternity. Shout out to my brothers, 1925. What else did I do? I was a junior exercise science major, and that was our hardest year. Junior year, we had biomechanics, one of the hardest classes that you could ever probably take in kinesiology, like ever. And I remember I was just swamped. I had a lot going on. I'm actually surprised that I passed school that year, but I had to get hospitalized, because I remember I went to the nurse, shout out to Jill Mazur, and I said, man, I just feel like I have the worst headache I've ever had. And she, like, alarm bells went up for her, and she said, Ansnick, you need to go to the emergency room. So I went to the emergency room, and the doctor said, you are under a lot of stress. And he said to me, he said, this is how people get brain aneurysms. He said, all of that stress is just, that's why you're experiencing the headaches. Your blood pressure's high, like all of these things. And so that's why I say, and it was important for me, thank you, Holy Spirit, because I really didn't know what the topic of this episode was going to be. But I know I wanted to talk about this and a few other topics, but I'm glad that we've settled on talking about burnout. But this is why it's very important to me. And especially when I have clients that are like, I want to lose this much weight by this time. And I tell them, I'm not going to make you work out 6 days a week. You are going to get 2 rest days a week. Because I'm not going to put your body in burnout mode. I'm not going to put your body into overtraining. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to cause you to be injured. And not on my sleeve, babes. Not on my watch. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how detrimental that is, right? So a few ways that you can defeat it is, like I mentioned earlier, structuring your time, like switching it out, figuring out what you want to prioritize for that day. Typically, when I wake up, I pray in the bed as best as I can, and I make breakfast, and then I have like big prayer, big devotion. Like that typically doesn't change. But if I have like urgent work that needs to be done, I'll do my work first and then I'll just do devotion and stuff later. But I don't figure out what I'm going to do for the day until I wake up. I'm really trying to do this whole, I'm worrying about today, I'm not worrying about tomorrow. Like I have to be in the present moment to work on what I can work on now, because God forbid I don't get to tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. But figure out structured time blocks in your day. And this is also something that we kind of talked about in the episode that I did with Coach Lee. So prioritize what you need to do for the day. Swap things out. Change your schedule as you need to. Another thing is reinforcing those boundaries. If you know that you are at 60%, don't take on extra work. Set up that boundary. I don't have it to give today. And if I do, it's not going to be at the best level of work that it can be. That's what I tell folks. Like, I could do this today, but you're not going to get the best version of me out of this today. Or very open with, I have all of these things that need to get done. I just don't have the space to get this done as well. Or I was talking to one of my girlfriends had called me and I didn't answer the phone. And I said, I really don't feel like talking, but I can text. I set up a boundary. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to set up boundaries, especially when you're someone that's a people pleaser. You want everybody to be happy with you. You want everyone to be pleased with you. So it's like, boundaries, who needs those? Because if I set up boundaries, people aren't going to be happy that I set up boundaries. But you know, that's something that we all need. The less boundaries that we have, the more that's just going to get piled onto us. And it's not just physical work or physically exercising. It's also emotional shit that gets piled onto you. And not just your own emotional shit, other people's emotional shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's something to really think about and consider when you're trying to when you're trying to overcome burnout. Another thing to think about is prioritizing your personal health. Health to me is always a priority. I don't care what I'm doing. I'm going to exercise 4 to 5 days a week. I'm going to make time to do that workout. And also, I'm going to make time to make sure that I am doing my skincare routines. I'm making sure that I make time to bathe. I have seen people that get so thrusted into burnout that they don't bathe. I need y'all to bathe, okay? Okay. I have also seen people that they get so caught up in everything that they're doing. They're not going to the doctor. They're not getting those proper checkups. Prioritize your health. If your health is not at a good working level, your burnout is going to be 10 times as worse. It's nothing worse than taking on emotional load, workload. And then on top of that, you getting sick. And you got to go to the doctor and stuff like that. Be proactive about your health, friend. Especially if you can get it out of the way, that's one less thing that you have to worry about. You know what I mean? I just think that your grooming and your health is always number one. God, then your health. And then think about maintaining a balanced diet, or even focus on a diet that works for your body at that moment. Like, for example, myself, I have moments where I eat a very nourishing week, and then there's weeks where I don't because I'm running around so much. So meal prepping does help. Like, I cooked last night and I Tupperwared it up and saved it. You know what I'm saying? Think about getting in those carbs, your fats, your proteins. It's going to give you the energy that you need so that you can get things done. But it's also going to give you the energy that you need so that you can fight fatigue. Remember, food gives you energy. You need energy to do things. You need energy to even watch television. So really think about that too when it comes to fighting off burnout. Releasing the pressure off of yourself. Stop trying to live in this space of what you think other people think that you should be or how you should be doing. I'm talking to myself also. And that's really hard when you feel like you have to show up in a way because you want other people to look at you a particular type of way. I was talking with a girlfriend and she said, "Oh my gosh, you are so amazing. You do your business and you do this and you just float through life." And I'm like, "Do I? Bitch, because I'm crumbling on the inside." Like, I'm crumbling, babes. But I have to learn for myself as well that I have to stop feeling that I have to have a particular image when it comes to being a business owner, when it comes to being a woman, when it comes to just existing in this world, you know what I mean? And not feel that I have to succumb to that pressure, but to also put more pressure on myself to be something that I'm just not, you know? And that can be very crippling for a lot of people, especially when social media is what it is. It causes us to put more pressure on ourselves to exist and to show up in a certain type of way. That's why I made this podcast and why my platform is the way that it is, so that you can redefine the way that you view wellness, so that it fits you uniquely, so that you can take up space authentically and unapologetically. You know what I'm saying? I didn't create this platform so that people can put more pressure on themselves to live up to the standards that Neek sets. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Take the pressure off of yourself. And by taking the pressure off of yourself, seek guidance from a therapist or, you know, someone that is living the life that you currently live or the life that you want to live, and get that, like, get that, what's the word I'm looking for, y'all? Not get the guidance, but just get that, like, understanding of this is what it really looks like and this is how it really is. You know what I mean? But when speaking to a therapist, you can talk about all of the pressure that you don't just put on yourself, but that society puts on you, that your family may put on you, that your mate may put on you, that whoever, your job may put on you. You know what I mean? Seeking assistance to release that pressure is going to be a huge thing, you know. And I'm not saying that I have perfected all of these ways to defeat burnout. I have to check in with myself every so often, you know, when I'm feeling tired after teaching a class or I'm on the bus or whatever, or especially like when my menstrual cycle is about to come, I have to check in and say, "Hey girl, like, how are you feeling?" You know, I really do that to myself. How are you feeling? How can I show up today? Do I feel like really talking to people today? You know, do I feel like cooking tonight? You know, like, I really ask myself those questions, and it's important, you know, and I ask myself those questions out loud, you know, and it's okay to do that. It can be tough. Burnout is very sticky. Burnout is very sticky, and it can lead to worser things, but you can prioritize yourself and your needs and the way that you have to navigate through this world. You know what I'm saying? Even with, I'm not a mom, but from the moms that I've talked to, one of the biggest things is that mothers lose themselves. They lose being able to prioritize themselves because they're prioritizing a little one, which is understandable. And one thing that I told one of my clients is that if you don't prioritize yourself, what type of mother is that little one going to have? You know, you want your little one to have a mother you know, that they can admire, that they can look up to, that they can say, wow, my mom has these things, but she worked through it. Or my mom taught me this. And you know what I'm saying? Like, one of the things that I never saw from my mom was like exhaustion. But as my mother started getting older and as I got older, she started having like health problems and stuff, because my mom was a chef. And you're standing up all day, you're in hot kitchens and, you know, things, and her health really started like declining a little bit. And my dad took it upon himself. He retired her. He said, oh no, you're not doing this anymore. Like, your nervous system is all fucked up and you're like tired and this and that and this and that. You know what I mean? So really ask yourself, how do I want to look in the world? Not how other people look at you in the world. How do I want to look and float in this world? Or how do I want to just float and move in this world today? Do I want to have this load of pressure on myself? Do I want to be swamped and overwhelmed with all of these things that I'm doing for other people? You know, do I want to just prioritize things and put them on like a to-do task list, or, you know, whatever, what have you? But I really think that last week, with me experiencing that exhaustion and being able to reach out to my clients and say, hey, I really wish that I could show up for you in this way, but I'm really tired and I need to take a little bit of a rest. That to me was the most, I advocated for myself, but I was really proud of myself in that moment for stating what I needed and, you know, honoring what I needed. Stating what I needed, honoring what I needed, and advocating for what I needed. And I changed that schedule so fast. I went in, I was canceling shit. Like, you know, it's not that deep. It's not as deep as what we think it is. We have to take a moment to just rest. We have to take a moment to rest. And I understand grind culture and, you know, all of that stuff, but fuck that shit. Fuck that. You're going to grind yourself right into the grave. You're going to grind yourself right into the hospital. You're going to grind yourself right into a nervous breakdown. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to like hustle. I'm a hustler by nature. That's just me. But I never want to get myself back to the point where I was sitting in the emergency room because I was so stressed out. And this was just me in college. I don't want to get myself back into the space where I was having panic attacks in my apartment by myself. I don't want to get myself back into the space where I'm so exhausted that I start to fall out of love with the things that I'm passionate about. I don't want to get myself to that point. So that's why understanding what burnout is and what burnout looks like on me, because what burnout looks like on me looks different from everybody else. Become aware of what it looks like on you. You know what I mean? How does it feel on your body? How do you carry it? What is the day-to-day for burnout when you look like? It's okay to admit that you're tired, baby. It's okay. It is a-okay. But I really hope that you were able to take something from this episode. Like I said, y'all, shout out to the Holy Spirit, because I did not think that this episode was going to be about burnout. I literally just wanted to give y'all a little taste of what I was experiencing last week, and I'm glad that it turned into something that a lot of people could utilize. If you have questions, comments, concerns, as always, about this show, please make sure that you email me, redefiningwellnesspod@gmail.com. And I did forget that I did kind of get an ask sneak slash a comment about the episode that I did about unleashing your inner bad bitch. And it is from my listener, Sydney. Shout out to Sydney. And she told me about a book that she just finished called Confessions of an Alleged Good Girl. And it's so funny because I was having a conversation with somebody about the good girl dynamic and how detrimental that trope of woman is. But she was telling me that this book is about how the church does the same as far as like putting worth into our bodies. She said, it's wild how society puts so much worth in our bodies. I just finished a book, Confessions of an Alleged Good Girl, about how the church does the same, specifically for women, teaching us to wait until marriage for sex to the extent that if we don't, we feel like we're worthless. In the book, the fear of losing her worth, talking about the good girl, developed, the fear of losing her worth developed into an actual medical condition, so that even if she were married, she wouldn't be able to be fruitful and multiply. And it's actually a book that I do want to get into, understanding these different tropes and how we've come to the state of the societal pressures on the female body. I know that male bodies get pressure put on them as well. It's just that the female body doesn't just get pressure aesthetically, but it also gets pressure from the church. It gets pressured from this very, again, patriarchal view of things. But I'm going to take a look at this book. If you have comments about that comment that I just read, again, email me, redefiningwellnesspod@gmail.com. I'd love to chat about so many different things. Please don't forget to rate, review, like, share, subscribe to this show. And also, y'all, become a super supporter and buy me a cup of coffee. You know you can buy me a cup of coffee by clicking the link in the episode description. You can buy me 1 cup, 2 cups, 10 cups, whatever floats your boat. All of your support goes to me continuing to produce a wonderful show for you. I'm trying to get a theme song, y'all. I'm trying to get a recorded theme song. I would love to get like a producer that I can send the episodes to and they can put like sound effects and like all kind of things on the show. So your support would definitely help towards me being able to do that. But as I mentioned, y'all, email me, comment with me, follow the show's Instagram at Redefining Wellness Pod. You can also follow me on the gram at HeyNeekV. Keep being unapologetic out here in these streets, y'all. Be unapologetic. Be authentic. Be yourself. Take that societal pressure off of your shoulders. Thank you all again for listening to this show, and thank you for being uniquely fit. See ya.